The Moment of Truth.
After my encounter with Tiger Woods at the Skins game, my golf swing continued to deteriorate. The moment of truth arrived when I went back to an old friend who had worked with me over the years on the fundamentals of golf. God had used me to lead him to faith in Christ. Now he was giving me a lesson. He watched me take just a few swings and knew immediately what the problem was. "Hank," he said, choosing his words carefully, "you love golf far too much to ever take another shortcut." Over the next few hours, Fred patiently reacquainted me with the basics. I was amazed at how quickly things fell back into place. Within weeks, I was playing the best golf of my life. As much as I love golf, I love God infinitely more. Golf is a hobby. God is my life. It stands to reason, therefore, that I'd put a whole lot more time and effort into learning the principles of praying than learning the principles of playing. Prayer is a beautiful foretaste of something that we will experience for all eternity. Paradise lost will soon become paradise restored and a whole lot more. For we will experience something not even Adam and Eve experienced, face-to-face communication with the very one who taught us the prayer of Jesus. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.